This is another original OFM podcast.
It is a very big day because the Proteus squad's being announced a little bit later. On 1 o'clock this afternoon, we'll know who will represent our country in the Cricket World Cup, the ICC Cricket World Cup that happens at the end of next month, I think.
Yeah, 30th.
29th, 30th, somewhere around there. There's a World Cup on the way. We've been very unfortunate in recent years. And when I say recent years, I mean always thus far in World Cups. But we do have a very strong cricketing nation, and we always have a chance of competing and even winning. And hopefully this will be our year. Now, to find out what the squad's going to look like, or at least get an informed opinion on what the squad's going to look like, we've got former Proteus legend Herschel Gibbs on the line. Herschel, good morning. Welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
It is good.
Having the chat.
Yeah, it's great. It's great having you, I'll tell you that. Where are you at the moment? What are you doing?
I am...
Goodness. Now the line has dropped
us. That's
not a secret. Okay, it's really a secret because the line was so bad, we couldn't hear anything.
Oh, shit. Okay, I couldn't say that. No, I'm actually in Milan.
Really?
In Milan?
Yeah.
I think he's in his lounge.
Oh, I heard Milan.
I wish I was in Milan.
Milan in his lounge. There we go. We want to get your opinion on what the squad's going to look like. Obviously, you've had a very long and successful career. You're loved by most of the fans. You understand the CSA cricketing mindset in the cricketing world. But before we do that, I think we need to speak to someone who's never played professional cricket, who doesn't understand the CSA mindset at all. So on the line, we've got my old friend from high school who played one game for our first team, Adrian Engelbrecht. Adrian, goeiemôre.
Môre, Martin.
Goed, en jy?
Ja, goed, dankie.
Lekker, man. Hoor jy, dit is great om jou op die show te hee. Vir ons is 10 jaar oud is, sal ek in hierdie jou sit en 3 ure lang redeneer oor hoe die span moet lyk. Jy het altyd iets om te sê. Nee, daai moes jy gekies word, hierdie jou moes jy gekies word nie.
Dan, ja, Martin.
Lyk my Duncan Bain wil iets sê.
Ja, just a quick question. Adrian, who is better though? Is it Sachin Tendulkar or is it Jacques Cullis?
Oh, Bain. We've had this debate many times before. And like always, it's clearly Sachin. Clearly.
You see, so this guy obviously knows nothing about cricket.
He's insane. Yeah, he's lost his mind.
So let's start on that.
Okay. Adrian, ons het nie heeldag tyd nie, so ek wil by jou hoor. 30 Mei, of wanneer ook al die eerste wedstrijd speel, World Cup, starting 11, hoe lyk jou squad?
Ach, dankie, Martin. Voor ek begin, wil ek net sê, as ek dalk choke op live radio, probeer het maar op die Proteas, dit is een World Cup jaar. Martin, ek dink cricket het verander die laatste dekade. En die dag van Hirsch het jy 1 of 2 regte game changers in jou span gehad. Deesdae het jy 3 of 4 nodig, in my opinie, om 'n wereldbeker te kan wen. So ek het gegaan met De Kok, Hendricks, Pfaff, Makram, Miller, Dumini, en dan van my die key vir die World Cup is, en ek gaan hier so baie kritiek kry, is Chris Morris. Op 7, 8 met Lukwaju, 9 Rabada, 10 Steyn, en dan 11, Imies, wat in minste al verloor ons gaan rond hardloop, en ons bykie gaan joy gee in die wereldbeker.
Die celebrate, ja. Adrian, dit was uitstekend. Ek hou van jou... die impak wat jy gehad het, toe jy nou jou span gelees het, ek dink jy het dalk 'n loopbaan in die uitsaai bedryf. Hush, let's have a chat about that squad. Where do you agree, where do you disagree?
I didn't, the 15 that I picked, I didn't have Morris in my team. And I know obviously a lot of people are big supporters of him, but he's just, he's consistent enough, you know, they all, people talk about the X factor with Morris, but you never see it. And when it actually comes off, it's, you know, it's like one in every 12 or 15 games.
Yeah.
So, you know, as much as you want to go to the World Cup with confidence in your players, you know, there's a few players that you don't have confidence in, irrespective of what they've done in the past. So you don't also want to go to World Cup with a concern over everybody. You want to go there, you know, 100% belief in that they can actually do the business. So that's why I wouldn't have Morris in my team. I mean, I know it's going to be, they'll probably will take Dwayne Pretorius and Andile Petlakwaya. And I don't think Morris will go.
No, actually, I'm lying that squad as well.
Yeah, look, you're going to have a concern over him as well. This whole 9, 8 months, even though the summer is not 6 months anymore as far as cricket is concerned, it's the whole year thing. You know, he's given you no confidence in his form. And his fielding, obviously he's been dropping. Wow, it's a touchy subject when you're talking World Cups and dropping catches. it didn't set the world alight either. So, I mean, I would still go, even though it's a straight shootout between him and Markram. I mean, Markram has scored tons of runs in the Momentum Cup this year, in the last couple of months. So, that would rule Umla out, as far as I'm concerned. But, Adrian's team's not a bad team. I mean, you can't give a starting 11 until you actually get to the ground, what the weather's doing, what the wicket looks like, et cetera, et cetera.
Are you taking two spinners with her? Do you think there'll be two spinners in the squad?
Yes, I think they definitely will, yeah.
Shamsi being the other one.
Yeah, but I did say, he needs to cut down, he needs to trim down in a big way before that.
Well, you might get a job at the Cobras at this stage, Shosh. Those folks don't care about what you weigh when you go out in the pitch,
eh? That's why they're playing for the Cobras and not for the Proteus.
With Rory Clayfeld, we had, what is the opening batsman, the big hitter?
Richard Levy
as well. They don't use the heavy roller. They just go out for a warm-up and then, boom, flat deck. Yeah.
Highest catering budget in the CSA at the moment. Highest catering budget.
Clearly.
spend a lot of cash. Yeah. Talk to me about about your experience playing in a few World Cups, of course. What do the Proteas need to do to finally get over the line?
Well, they need all 11 to fire. Everybody's got to play their part. You can't just rely on a couple of players. I mean, we've never won one before, and I always said that if we make a final, if and when we make a final, we probably will go on to win it. But until such time as we do that, we're going to have 11 guys that all fire game after game. It's as simple as that. You can't just rely on a few individuals. We're always going to have some world-class cricketers, batters and bowlers, but everybody needs to fire on the day, and that's all it's going to, well, it's going to, all it's going to have to take for us to eventually get there.
All right. Before I press both of you for an answer in terms of where we'll finish, just tell me one thing. AB de Villiers retiring 6 months before the World Cup. Where are you on that, Hirsch?
Yeah, it's disappointing. I haven't had a chat to him regarding that, but you just got to accept. I mean, the timing's probably lousy. Why did it? The reasons for it he hasn't given. But I think he could have still maybe waited till after the World Cup. But
would have been
what
nice.
Can
we
do?
Well, he's not making too many runs at RCB at the moment, so.
They're also struggling.
There we go.
It's got nothing to do with weight issues, though.
Yeah, that's true. He still looks decently fit, yeah. Ursh, where are we going to finish? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Where are the Proteas finishing in the World Cup this year, you reckon?
Look, they're not one of the favourites. I mean, they've got absolutely no expectation. I think they go out there and play with complete freedom. And if they adopt that sort of approach, then, anything can happen. I just think they mustn't put too much pressure on themselves because they're not one of the favourites.
Where are we going to finish, Ursh?
Finish. I love chatting to you. That's why I'm just prolonging the whole thing.
Where are we going to finish? Are we going to win the World Cup or not? That's basically the question.
I say we make the semis again.
Reckon semi-final, eh?
Yes.
Adrian Engelbrecht, waar eindig die Proteas hierdie jaar?
Martin. Ons gaan catch drop in die semis. Ons gaan minder uitgehard word in die twee laaste over. En ongelukkig is daar die super overs in World Cups nie. So ons val in die semis uitval.
Okay, we've got our couch coach and our former Protea both saying semi-final finish for the Proteas. Adrian Hirsch, thank you very much for your time, guys. Do appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Enjoy watching the World Cup. And we'll all be behind the Proteas, I suppose.
Yes. Thanks, Adrian.
Dankie, ek sal my rekening stuur.
Okay. He's going to invoice me for this as well. I got to love this guy. Yeah, the Proteas in action at the end of May, World Cup time. I reckon, and I do reckon, with the pressure now being off, with us not being favourites, I think we've got a real shot.
South Africa versus the West Indies in the final. You heard it here first.
You've lost your mind.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.